been given access to receive messages of clarity, guidance, and love. As channeler, psychotherapist, and author, Noemi Grace has an intimate dialogue with the divine on your behalf. Lisa Berry, creator of the show Light on Living, will be co-hosting as live callers ask their burning question on self-love, self-healing, deepening relationships, areas of struggle, and next steps. By simply listening in, you're receiving wisdom that will lead to sacred stability from every channeled message that Noemi delivers. Join us now as we give you access to angels and grace.
Welcome everyone to Access to Angels and Grace. And isn't that, I feel like that's such a gift, Noemi, to have access. It's like, yes, oh, it's Access Day.
It is Access Day. And what better way to start the week with access? You know, whether it's your lunch hour or you're early in the workday or you're later in the workday, depending where you are, access is here for your week.
Yeah, and it's kind of like you're gaining access to the next. Oh, I love that in the intro it says right there that to next steps, because sometimes you're like, "Ooh, I can't get to the next step. I don't know what the next step is. How do I?" And the access is just like, it's like a bright light just went, "Yay, access!" So,
one of your favorite words.
Yes, and it is so fun to be able to be cheerful around some words that, you know, wounds, the wound words that's in this series, which is, you know, living and moving and being, that's not the title, by the way, I got excited, beyond wounds. I gave it like five extra words there. but yes, living beyond wounds. And we can be happy with that, Noemi, because we do have the next steps and we do have some clarity around this. So I want to jump in by asking you, Noemi, this series we started just 2 weeks ago now. We kind of thought of it, and you've been really experiencing some of this in your life. Would you like to share with listeners how paying attention to wounds and living beyond wounds has been showing up in your world?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this series came out of me being surprised by a very old wound that I'd done a lot of work on, and I thought I would be fine, and I reacted to something and was in great distress from that wound. And it really was there was a not invited to a certain thing that I really wanted to go to. It was like being back in, you know, like middle school. And it really was not the other person's fault. They were social distancing. There wasn't a lot of space. But I felt that pain of rejection, of being unloved, and I felt unlovable. And I thought, wow, This is really unbelievable, you know. I mean, at this point in my life, I've done so much work. I've worked on this. I've healed it. But there's still a piece that's there that can get triggered. And it doesn't get triggered that often. But when it does, it was still pretty painful, you know. So I thought, wow, I want to heal this completely, because I have done quite a bit of healing on it. But I thought, I want to heal this completely so that I can live beyond this. So this doesn't define me. This doesn't catch me off guard, you know, when I'm least expecting it, that I can move beyond this. And so I was doing a lot of dialoguing with the divine, which I'm so blessed to be able to do. And I was able to move through and heal a lot more deeply than I have in the past. I can't say I'm 100% healed. I don't know. I'll find out, you know, when life happens. But it just spoke the experience, and I also allowed some really dear friends to witness me in this, and I shared what was going on for me, because usually I do my own processing by myself, with myself, I can do it myself kind of a thing, and with, you know, divine and spirit guides and whatever, but I allowed other people to witness, safe, dear, beautiful friends, and their acceptance of me in this and they're holding me was so beautiful, and it was so profoundly beyond what I'd experienced before when I had been triggered. And I thought, this is really, wounds are here. We're so wounded in the U.S. There's this election coming up that's bringing out a lot of people's wounds, and it's just, we're so wounded, and yet we can be so healed, and we can live beyond that, where we don't have to get triggered And so that's what started this.
I love, you know, and think, and I'm so glad it did, which is all, you know, you think, Noemi, I'm so glad you had that wound. You know, I know, but.
Actually, but really, I am too. Actually, yes. I am too. It really has been a gift and a blessing. So I'm grateful for that person who did nothing really wrong at all, did nothing wrong, yeah. But was an instrument of me getting triggered so that, and so that's somebody posted today on social media that, you know, you must get used to being not being invited, not being appreciated, not being this, that, and the other. And my response was, this is, you know, when this happens to me, it's a gift. I'm grateful for it because I know that I can, there's something there to heal. And when I heal, wow, that's what it's all about. For me, it's all about healing. So when I heal, I'm free of it. And that's mm-hmm. what we want to do in this series, help us all to get free of all these wounds that we've been carrying around.
Yeah, you know what I love? So today specifically, for everybody that's listening, is as we're kind of going through what about wounds? Like, there's a lot to them, we're unwrapping them, but today specifically, we're talking about seeing the wound, the vision that we have of the wound. And what you just mentioned, Noemi, which I love, was letting others see you wounded so that they can, when you're talking about being triggered and then healing, that's kind of interesting. I'm wondering if how we know we are healed from a wound is that there's no more triggers around it. So that's kind of
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's why I won't make a bold statement of saying I'm completely healed, because I'll find out.
Yes.
The thing that triggered it, things like that will happen again, you know, yes. and how will I respond? So, so when we can see the wound as a gift, and certainly some wounds are horrific and, you know, and not a gift when they happen, but when we can see that the trigger as the gift, the triggering happening, it's a gift because it's, that wound is close to the surface. It's not buried deep anymore at that point. We can heal what's close to the surface. A lot harder to heal something way buried deep down, you know, yeah. behind locked doors. So
you just made me think, if we could all have a legend of triggers, so we have this beautiful map of our body and soul and life, and on the map there's all these people and things that are triggers, and that's our legend to let us know that we need to look and see those are attractions, like, okay, we got to go to that attraction and heal that over there. And it's kind of as we're kind of touring around and going to all these attraction triggers and healing them and letting the wounds that you talk about. You said it so beautifully earlier that we're talking about today, is that all the wounds kind of get down to two things, being unlovable and unworthy, feeling unlovable and feeling unworthy, and everything that you meant, even from rejection, that's because you didn't feel lovable. You didn't feel
exactly.
worthy. And
yes.
So this legend, I think, you know what? Legend of triggers, everyone. Watch out for your landmines and your attractions. And those are gifts.
Sure. Those are the buttons that people push, you know, that get us, set us off. And so seeing it as a gift is for me a shift. It's not that I was seeing it as awful, the wound, but when it would show up, I'd be like, oh, again, really? Or, oh, no, I'm not going to be triggered here. I'm triggered. Oh no, I'll get back in control of this. You know, I'll use some kind of positive self-talk and get myself feeling like I'm in control instead of out of control, right? Because the trigger makes us feel out of control when it happens. It's like, oh, yes. We're not operating from the rational part of our brain. Very emotional and very sometimes impulsive. So,
well, that's interesting you said that. So, first of all, questioning the wound, like, oh, wait, no, is it really there? Is it still there? Is it coming back? Or I thought I got rid of that. We can't just think ourselves away from it, can we? Like, that would be distraction.
No, I mean, acknowledging it. As a psychotherapist, you know, there's a lot of cognitive behavioral therapy and things which are all very good, that you use to change how you're thinking, to change your behavior. So, you know, when it comes up, it's that before running to use some tool, be with it. And that's what we're here today. Be with it. Can you be with it? Can you see it? Can you not bury it? Can you not deny it? Can you not ignore it? Can you not let it control you? Be with it and see it. And when you can be with it, it's actually not going to control you because you're present with it. When it controls you, you're not with it. You're sort of detached from it in a way, dissociated, right? In trauma, people dissociate from in their experience. So when we're with it, it doesn't have that same power over us as when we try to push it away or ignore it.
I have a fun question, not fun, helpful question. A lot of times we used to talk about disassociating from wounds and things. Often I can't remember how long, let's say 20 years ago, I think someone had said to me, never call, I used to have gallbladder issues. I'd say, oh, my gallbladder attack or my headache or my cancer, are we owning it? Are we seeing it or are we owning it? Right.
Well, that's a really actually great question, right? So you have to own it, but do you identify with it?
Right.
So when you say my of any of that, there's some level of identification. So if you say, you know, and that's very, you know, now we're at a level of really being able to listen to how we speak and to listen to what we say, because it tells us so much. If we listen to ourselves, a lot of times we don't listen to what we say. We're just saying, and we're just saying. There's unconsciousness there sometimes. So owning it is not avoiding it. It's recognizing, oh, gallbladder attack. Ooh, this is painful. Oh, yeah. I better take the medicine, or I better take the treatment, or I need Reiki, or whatever it was that you did. But when you identify with it, right? And so that unfortunately happens a lot when we see ourselves as a survivor of something. We're identified, you know? And so learning to move beyond that identification so that it is part of who we are, but it's not something that's front and center.
Right. It's part of our experience that now that vibration is sitting around there, and to be able to look at it and be with it. I love that, because I just want all the listeners to know Noemi has some beautiful things that she's going to be reading and sharing, but I just didn't want to run into not enough time before commercial. So I'm going to ask this question before is when we talked about blurring the vision of seeing the wound, blurring the, what is it that is blurred when we're not quite being with it and seeing it and being aware of the wound?
When we're seeing from a wounded place, we're not seeing everything as it actually is. It's like a lens, a filter through the wound. So when that incident happened to me, I had a complete, very plausible explanation for, you know, that meant that there was non-forgiveness of something that happened a while ago and all of this stuff, you know, on the other person's part. So I had this whole explanation that absolutely was absolutely rational, absolutely logical, and I was convinced that that's what's going on.
Yes.
Then I find out, it's actually a really small space and people are feeling uncomfortable to sit close together. So, you know, for whatever reason, I wasn't invited, but it wasn't about non-forgiveness people are entitled to invite and not invite and all of this stuff. And so, and I'm not being philosophical here, but I was able to realize that when I was seeing through the wound, I was not seeing things accurately. Later on, when I found out, and she later invited me when there was somebody, I was like waitlisted, you know? So I got off the waitlist later, and it was a wonderful conversation. And I was like, oh, that's not where she's coming from. You know, she's not coming from where I thought she was coming from. So sometimes when we're wounded, we start thinking that somebody is intentionally doing something to us. You know, I can't believe they're doing this again. Or like, and especially if they know our wound, then we think that why aren't they being respectful? Why aren't they tiptoeing around the wound?
Right.
So, yes. So there's a lot.
I love that. Why aren't they tiptoeing around my wound. They know, why are they not putting me first before them? Why, you know, and it's
well, or just somehow reorganizing themselves in around yes. our wound. Whereas if we can heal the wound, and we heal it and more, and so and when we heal it to the point where even if it is triggered, we can recognize it and not have it take over. You know, so, it, you know, that wound did I get triggered and I went with it. Unfortunately, it wasn't that far down the path compared to where it would have been years ago, where I was like, I am definitely in my wound. This is definitely my wounded ego here. This is I'm not in my heart. It's more important to me to be in my heart than to be here.
Ooh, and I love that. And actually, that's a statement I think would be great. It's more important for me to be in my heart than to live from the wound. So we can sneak away to commercials. And when we come back, we're going to hear some beautiful messages that Noemi Grace has already channeled. And she's written them down for us to share more about living beyond the wound.
Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
The universe is eager to help you and give you clarity. You only need to be willing to ask your burning question and listen to the answer Source wants you to have. As a channeler of divine messages, I take your questions directly to the divine and hear what Source is longing to tell you. I'm Noemi Grace, and my co-host Lisa Berry and I welcome you to join us as a listener or caller on Access to Angels and Grace, 2 Wednesdays a month. Call in, ask your most burning questions, hear the Divine's exact words giving you guidance and clarity. Access to Angels and Grace, where messages of joy await you.
Hi, this is David Strickle. I'm excited to share my brand new show, The Stream of David Live, right here on OM Times Radio. Each week, I'll have exciting guests, and I'll channel the eternal wisdom of The Stream, a group of non-physical entities whose teachings have transformed lives all over the world. So join us for an uplifting hour each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern. That's The Stream of David Live right here on OM Times Radio.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Okay, here we go.
Welcome back, everyone. And Noemi and I are here just chatting away about how this has been very powerful to be able to say, wait a second, you know, there's stuff going on in my life that's preventing me from moving forward. And it's basically, it's these wounds that we're finding have been, you know, covered up and not seen and not healed. And so as we move forward in this series, which we are so happy to be putting out and talking about, Noemi has some messages that she's previously channeled from the divine. She does her very special gift, and she sits and she opens up and she receives and writes. So as an author, yes, you definitely write, but for this one, is this actually from your book, Noemi, or is this one, this is a new one?
This is going to be in my second book, which I am now channeling and writing, and called An No, that's the first book. The first book was An Intimate Dialogue with God. The second book is A Divine Message for These Times. And it is about the purpose of this time that we find ourselves in, the higher purpose, the reason why all of this is happening that seems so out of control and so chaotic and fearful for a lot of people. So that is the next book that I never intended to write, but it has started coming. And so I honor that. And so this is an excerpt from a piece, a message called Free Yourself from Woundedness. And here is, this is divine speaking to me. We love to help you heal your wounds. At your core, in your essence, you are uniquely love. A core wound is one that keeps you separated from your core unique essence of who you are. All core wounds can be healed. They may get triggered often, which can be painful for you. These wounds, which are very deep, get brought to the surface when they're triggered for the purpose of healing. These wounds desire healing, resolution, and a return to wholeness. Thus, when you're triggered, it's important that you remember this and operate from this place. At first, you may be overwhelmed with painful emotions and thoughts, but as soon as you can, you must step back from the overwhelm and bring in a change of perspective. Can you see yourself, the wound, and whomever or whatever triggered it with eyes of love? Can you have compassion for yourself and your woundedness? You are all wounded. It is part of the current human condition. Look at yourself as best you can as you would look at someone else who is suffering. Engage your compassion. Many of you can be more compassionate towards others than you are with yourself. See yourself from compassion and tell yourself the truth. Your unique truth. None of you are unlovable or unworthy, which are the most common core wounds. Talk to yourselves from a place of love. And then I love this next piece here that they are sharing how to do this. So talk to yourselves from a place of love and say, speak like this. Right now I'm hurting. Even though I am feeling unlovable, I am loved by the divine. Source, spirit, God, or whatever name you use for us. God has created me in love. God has put the seed of divine love within me. I am loved by God, and I am lovable. I feel unlovable because of past pains that took me away from the truth of whom I am. In the past, I didn't realize who I was. I lost sight of who I am. Now, I am learning to love myself even when I do not feel lovable. I love myself even when I do not feel worthy. Those are not the truth of who I am. I am a child of God. I uniquely express the divine essence and the divine truth of who I am. The divine essence is in me. God is love, so deep inside, I too am love. This makes me lovable and worthy. And once you have talked to yourself this way, turn the wound over to us and say, Divine, please take this pain away and fill the place in me where it lives with more love so I can become more of who I am. More love means more of me. I am uniquely love. The divine loves me and I love me. Hand that wound over to us in whatever way you can. You can give it directly to us and we will take it. Or you can put it in a box for transformation and safekeeping. Whatever you do, hand it off to us, an angel, a spirit guide, or whomever you work with spiritually. Then take the time to fill yourself with divine love. Ask us for more love and we will fill you. We will replace the wound with love and fill the wounded places with compassion for yourself and others if you invite our help.
I love the replacing the wound with love. Replace it.
I love that too. Yeah.
That's The compassion piece is very interesting because there's a compassion, and if I just we have a surprise today. We have a caller on the line, but just before we bring on the caller, there's a fine line, I think, Noemi, between compassion and knowing when we're enabling. And how do we, just a curious question, how do we know when it's okay to, like, just offer, say, yes, you know what I mean? Like, having awareness and being okay with the wound there and acknowledging it and having that compassion to, well, it's the wound I have. I was hurt and it's here and I have to live with it now. Like that enabling line. How do we delicately balance there?
Well, that was a great example because there was the identification with the wound. We are not our wounds. So this is a wound I have. Does not have to be forever. I'm sure everyone has wounded themselves physically in their body at some point, right? You get this big black and blue that's just, it's not going to be wounded forever. You know, I've broken different parts, bones and things, you know, it's not going to be wounded forever. But if we keep identifying with it, well, that's how I am. This is the wound. This bad thing happened to me. And right. You know, some people have had so many bad things happen and it doesn't feel fair because it's not fair. And yet if that becomes what you identify with, it's like you're carrying that, like you're carrying that with you and you're not able to let it go. If we want to heal the wound, we have to let go of that identification too. And that might, would be a good subject for another show, I think. So.
Yes, absolutely. I think it would be. Well, as we jump into this, this is a fun thing. We have a caller on the line. And before we bring on Kiara, I think I said that right, Kiara. We are, you know, we haven't done callers for quite a while. And so this was a nice surprise. And we're so happy that, you know, that Kiara has called in. And we are here to help you find out how to, you know, live beyond wounds. So Kiara, if you want to come online and share with us what wounds you maybe have suddenly recognized or become aware about or need help to see.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call today, ladies.
Aww, thank you.
You're very welcome, Kiara.
I'm very happy. I saw this on Lisa's own wall today, so I didn't realize you weren't taking callers.
No, this is good.
Well, you know, this is for us to be open. You know, it's like, oh, you have a caller. Yeah. What do you want to do? Well, sure, we'll take the caller.
Yeah. Well, the topic of this series, like, I'm going to go back and listen to the other ones. Really, really, is something close to my heart. This year has been a year of intense facing the wound and working on healing, and it's brought up a lot with other family members as well. And I very clearly resonated with the take the gift and the wound. And over the last little while, I've been downloaded this whole path to really help those that have been where I have been. Okay. And but there's still, as the more I become more out with it and strive to be more visible and desire to create this, I feel sometimes there's some kind of like hints of panic or like, you know, how do we, when we're doing all this work of inner healing and we have support and everything and we kind of, the path is becoming clearer, but there's still that fear. Like, it's, I don't know if it's exactly what it is, but, you know, there's still that, seems to be like the block or, something that's, I don't know, that holds us back. Maybe like overcoming, taking that last leap.
Okay. I can hear Noemi taking notes.
Yes. And so what is it that you would like to ask?
How can I take that last leap that's really going to, I know, have an impact of really stepping through the wound.
Okay.
Seal the deal step.
Yes. So that's, you know, I want to honor you for the courage to make the call and to be live here in front of the audience and the replay audience. And so what we're doing now, if we do take a question, is we're keeping the answer more general, than in the time before when it would be very specific to. So I hear you talking about how you can take that last step. How can you move beyond the fear? Would that be an accurate question?
Yeah, or whatever that block might be that you know you're just on the other side, you know, like this one more step and you're there. It's a big, you know, big release.
The breakthrough.
Okay.
Yeah,
big release.
So I'm totally fine if it's a little more general. Like it's just, I'd love your perspective on it.
Yeah, because you know, so we want to be able to help people specifically, but also bring it to the topic so that those who are listening can help as well. So it isn't so specific that you need to tell person A this and do person B that. You know, so we're gonna have an answer, and then the divine may do whatever they do. But this is sort of how I'm envisioning it. I have no idea what's going to come through, which is kind of fun. Yeah. And sometimes it's like, oh, I wonder what's going to come through. So so we can go with that. So for those who haven't been with us before, what happens here is that I get a little more, I get silent for a couple seconds to deepen that connection with the divine, deepen it, and then I greet the divine and source, you know, God, that they don't really care what name you want to call them. And then I turn it over to them and they'll start to speak. So, So Divine, we have a special treat here today with this caller that you have sent our way. And how can you help her and help the other listeners to move beyond that blockage that the wound does, I guess, create a blockage? So how can we move beyond that? How can she move? How can others that are in a similar place move beyond that blockage, step out and fully get beyond living from the wound? We are delighted with this question. And this, with this shake up to your plans, it is good to be in the present moment. It is good to receive what life brings and then move with what life brings. And so in that place of receptivity that you are all, we are grateful for it. And we are here with a message for all of you. And yes, it is a general message, but a specific message can be received from it through each of your specific situations and circumstances, because you are all struggling at some level. You are all struggling with the same things, and the vast majority of you. And so we are here, this message that recognize the fear. The fear is an attachment to the wound. The fear is how the wound attempts to keep you safe. The wound attempts to keep you unrewounded, from getting rewounded. So the wound is trying to keep you safe. It is trying to protect the wound, as many of you do if you stub your toe or injure yourself in some way. You walk delicately, you move delicately, you try to prevent re-injury. And Noemi Grace knows this because her eye injury that she recently had was such an eye-opening experience for her in many ways, and she'll share maybe sometime about that. And so back to you, Kira, and the audience, and all of you listeners, we're here with you. You can always ask a question. Maybe you cannot receive the channeled message the way Noemi Grace does, but you have a way to receive. You all have a receiver. And if you think it's broken, you can ask us to heal it. You can ask us to fix it. And so recognize the fear. Recognize the programming, the story, the messages that you tell yourself to keep you safe. If we can tell you something that will be helpful. We want to tell you that all that you fear about the wound is there. The wound is there to keep you safe. It is there to remind you, as a present reminder, to not get rewounded. And so if you are to take that leap of faith, if you are to take the next step in your life, getting out from the box in which you have been living, and you have been living, all of you, in a box of your own creation. And when you step out of that box, there is fear. You even have a name for this box that sounds so lovely, the comfort zone. And yet it is not comfortable. It is not lovely for you. It is not something that you all feel happy to be in, and you feel that fills you and brings you joy. And so allowing yourself the presence of mind, the presence of heart, to step out of that, to recognize that fear is there. It is normal. This is normal. This is going to a place you have not been before. It is normal to have a level of fear. This is human. This is a protective mechanism that we've built into you. But it does not need to limit you. You can recognize the fear. Ah, this fear is here. What is the source of this fear? Oh, this wound again. Oh, the fear of what might happen if I step out, if I become bigger than how I've been, if I allow myself to be the bigness that I truly am. Oh, there's fear. And so talk to yourself, recognize what's happening. If you can recognize that the fear is there to keep you safe in this small container, then the fear is not so big. The fear is not so overwhelming. The fear is not so powerful. That fear is there as a way to take care of you. And then what does your heart want? So know what, recognize the fear, recognize the limitation, recognize the programming, the messaging, the things that have kept you locked into that box. And now when you want to turn the key and walk out of that room, okay, what does your heart say to you? What is your heart wanting? What is the desire of your heart? How can your heart be filled? And if your heart is wanting, if the truth of who you are is wanting to step out of that box, and it is. The truth of who you are is so much greater than you can imagine. The truth, the essence of you, is huge. And so it is wanting to step out of the box. Your soul wants to be liberated from that box. And so recognize what your heart wants and identify with that. And ask for support. We are here to support you. And you all have guides, angels that are on the earth plane and also the spirit plane. There's so much help available. Ask for the help. We will hold your hand and take you and walk with you outside that door. There is so much more to say, but we are aware of the time, and we are here with you. And there is more to say for you, Kira, at another time. We are grateful for this message. We are grateful for all of you that you are opening and listening. And this fills us with joy. We are complete for this moment. Namaste. Ah, yes, indeed.
Mm. Oh, Kira, how was that for you?
It was just a sigh of relief.
It was what? Excuse me, I didn't hear you.
A sigh of relief.
Oh, beautiful. So glad to hear that.
It's an internal recognition, you know, of, okay, you know this. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
You do.
Thank you so much, Kira, for calling in. I love that. And when we come back after this commercial, we have a little bit more. We're going to break apart what you just shared there, Noemi, so that you know too. And it was just absolutely beautiful. Thank you, Kira, for part
Thank
of this.
You.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you, Kira.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalyn Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Welcome back, everyone, to Access to Angels and Grace. We are here with Noemi Grace and myself, Lisa Berry. And that was a really, I'm so glad that we were able to accept a caller. We started the show, just for everybody listening, we actually started the show over a year ago and invited callers and then realized that, well, we just had so much to say that we would take over and we never changed our, you know, invitation or ad. But it was so funny you mentioned that, Noemi, today before this. And we had a beautiful question where you were able to channel for us live right here, Noemi. And I loved Kira's sigh of relief and internal recognition that she felt there. Do you remember parts and bits and pieces of what you channeled?
I do. And you said there was a word that was mentioned, that was something that was coming up for you.
Yes. Well, this is so interesting. So this morning when you and I were messaging back and forth, and I was like, oh, I just, there's a word all around. We've kind of themed this about the blurred vision and seeing the wound and just a lot about sight and witnessing. And I got such a funny word. I thought, well, geez, that doesn't sound like a word that's going along with this, but it really was. The word for me was certainty. And the certainty wasn't like, I'm certain and I can do this, but it was, I heard in my mind, I just can't see it happening, or like, I can't see it going that way. And if certainty existed, then they would be able to see it clearly and have clarity. And it was so interesting that when Kara was asking her question, she was mentioning how I kept feeling like she was looking for that breakthrough next step. Like, how can I seal the deal in the next step? I'm so close. I feel like the wound is almost healed, but eek, I have some fear. And to me, that really revolved around certainty, having the certainty, being certain that you could see it being healed in the future after this step. My question was going to be was, how we could we dance around the difference between having clarity and having certainty? And is it because when we have clarity, then we become certain, or it's that certainty that brings clarity? I always do the chicken and egg thing, always.
Oh my goodness, Lisa.
But it really is, we talked about fear and doubt in the channeled message there. And that's right, because when there's fear and doubt, you are certainly not certain.
Well, and the part that spoke up that struck me as I was channeling was this piece about fear being there to protect you. It was like a protective mechanism. So it wasn't this bad thing. Like, I've got fear. Get over your fear. Feel the fear and do it. You know, whatever. It was. It wasn't this kind of like, get over yourself. Get over the fear. You know, walk on those hot coals. It was like, oh, the fear of the hot coals. Huh, it's there to protect. Okay. And then checking with the heart and seeing what your heart wants. Because your heart is not limited by that fear. You know, the true self, the essence of who you are, what does that want? If there's part of you that's yearning to step out of that box, that's you. That's your truth. That is the truth for you. And the fear and everything that's kept us in place, not moving, is what is not in alignment with who we really are. Mm.
Wait, did you just say when not moving is not in alignment with who you
are? No, I said the fear and the things that keep us in place are what is not in alignment with who we really are. That when our heart wants to do something, when we feel like a part of us wants to step out of the box, there's more likely to me that that's, you know, oftentimes that is what our heart wants. It is the truth of who we are, what we really, our soul wants. But we're like in our box, the comfort zone.
I was going to say, yes, I thought that was rather humorous. I was like, hee hee, the comfort. You have a name for it.
The fear also can, when I think about fear, is sometimes the fear, there's so many different fears, whether it's what will happen if I do heal? Who will I be? Where will I, like the fear of the unknown? Or what if I am healed and then I go do that again and then I'm re-wounded? And that's something that you had brought up. And just my silly little Lisa stories here about the re-wounded. I'm very much healed from a fear of spiders, and I'm no longer freaking out, flipping out, triggered, immediately jump up, you know, run around like a chicken. But I still have a little bit like, well, I would really like the knot to be on me or around me. But so yesterday I was carrying a big Afghan type blanket thing with little, not tassels, like a, what do you call it? Fringe. I had a fringe on them. And as I'm carrying this box with a blanket with a fringe on top of it, I felt something like tickling in the back of my arm. And I said, Lisa, do not drop this box. It's the fringe from the blanket. It's not a spider. And like, I was, no, I'm good. I'm good. And I'm like, gee, that really feels like there's a spider on me. And I was like, don't do it. Don't do it. Cause I didn't want to break and drop the box. Well, I have to say, it was a freaking spider, and I put the box down, and you know what? The wound got really big again, because I was like, see, I knew not to trust that. I knew that I wasn't, you know, and I got mad at myself. I was not offering compassion, and I thought, and now I have that wound is opened again, thinking, you know, I was so stupid for trusting that I could, you know, tell the difference. And so
you're pretty harsh on yourself there. That isn't that loving.
No. And I was like, God, that spider could have crawled up my armpit. Oh, God. You know, so.
Well, interesting that we both have the same fear. But I did have a big spider trauma that I don't have time to get into now. But it was very traumatic. And so, yeah, I even the small ones, I just am not comfortable having them around me.
I'm not comfortable. So, yes.
Anyway, do you have a question? Because we have just a few minutes left. So do you have a quick question that we can ask someone to take away from the spider?
Yes. Well, that would lie in the spider story of how can we see? Let's see here. The question with that one is to how to continue seeing the wound. No, seeing, yes, the wound itself from the eyes of love and compassion as the wound gets smaller and shrinks and it gets a scab and it gets a little better and a little better. What is where do we go? What's our best resource from inside with our love to continue the healing of the wound and not giving up on the healing when we might feel like we're a few steps back?
Okay, so we're going to have to laser this. So, divine, you heard the question. I won't repeat it. Usually I try to repeat it. And so please, we are here listening, grateful for the message. As are we too are grateful to receive this question. And we do have an answer for it. You are so often, all of you, so ready to be judgmental of yourself. We heard you, Lisa, saying silly Lisa story. I mean, silly Lisa things, you know. It's not that. You see yourself and you judge yourself so easily. So many of you say, oh, stupid me, in passing. There are so many things that we hear every day out of your mouths and in your thoughts that are self-judgmental. Recognize healing is not a straight line trajectory. It is healing. And then you may get re-wounded. As Noemi Race can tell you about her eye someday. Once there is a wound, it's so easy to be re-wounded. And it's not that you are attracting more wounding, but that because the wound is there and it hurts, the slightest touch can create a sense of being more wounded. And the slightest touch can create more wounds sometimes. And so we are here to say the thing that you need is compassion for yourself. And it is, how do you arrive there? Stop judging yourself. Recognize that voice. Listen to yourselves. Listen to what you are telling yourselves. Would you tell your best friend that? Would you tell your worst enemy that if you had that? If you had a worst enemy, and we are suggesting that it is not healthy for you to have a worst enemy, but we cannot go there today. But would you tell that person that you didn't really care for this? You may not. Why are you telling it to yourself? Be willing to open. Be willing to see yourselves as we do. We see the beauty in you. We see the love in you. We see the brilliance, absolute brilliance. You are gems. You are absolutely gems in the rough. And we see beyond the rough. We see the brilliance. We see the love that you are. So recognize, hear yourself, catch yourself in that judgment of two steps backward. And stop saying that. Oh, oops, rewound. Oh, a setback. It's just an oops moment. It's just an oops. It's not anything great that you make it great. You make it judgmental. You make it bigger than it is. And recognize it's not the straight line. Nothing in life is. You go after a goal and there are twists and turns and setbacks, as you would call them. But we don't call them setbacks. We just know there's more to learn. That's why they're here. And so recognize, oh, ooh, step two steps back. What's here for me to learn? What's here for me to receive? How can I receive from this? How can I receive healing? How can I receive learning? How can I receive a lesson? How can I receive grace from this? Because we are always gifting you with grace. We are always gifting you our love, our compassion, our wisdom, our kindness, and our healing, and our blessing so much, so much. So the simple answer, catch yourself, recognize yourself, and then stop judging yourself. Be kind to yourself. Ah, self-judgment again. You're not stupid. You're all brilliant beyond your understanding. You're not bad. You're all good beyond your awareness. There is so much in you that is profoundly beautiful, brilliant, uniquely amazing. And we want to see all of you. We want to see all of you unveil that within you. See that within you. See yourselves as we see you. And when you see yourself as we see you, you will be free. In great love, we are complete. Namaste.
Beautiful. To continue to live beyond the wound and offer compassion, we stop the judgment. And thank you so much for that. And Noemi Grace, on a quick invitation for people to reach out to either of us, let's send them to your website or your email, which is just noemigrace.com, or is there an author in there?
The noemigrace.com is the website.
Yes.
And there's a way to contact me, fill out the form and contact me through there. And it's noemigraceauthor@gmail.com.
There you go. And I want to specifically invite people to do so. If you would like your own channeled reading, or you want to reach out, or you want to purchase Noemi's book, which is amazing, please do that. Or you can always Facebook me at the moment, or Lisa Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, or contact me, lisa@lightonliving.com. But we are just always so happy to be here, and we'll return again in 2 weeks' time, I believe. Yes, is that, am I on the right?
Yeah.
The first
yeah.
Monday.
No,
I'm getting my Mondays.
Sunday, Monday. You've got the first Monday. And I think you have the fifth Monday. Light on Living, I think, has the fifth Monday, too. I'm not sure what we're going to do with that fifth Monday. Oh, there isn't a fifth Monday. I'm making it up. There will be a fifth Monday someday. Oh, it's November that has a fifth Monday. I knew one month had a fifth Monday. So on October 12th, which is for the Canadians, Lisa, it is your Thanksgiving, and for us it is Columbus Day / Indigenous Peoples Day / whatever you want to call it day, but
that
we will
like
be here,
great day,
and we will be live.
I'll be here, we'll be live. Thank you so much, everybody. Continue to live beyond the wounds.
Yes.
Thank you, Noemi.
Exactly, the wounds. That's wonderful. Thank you. Aww. Namaste,
everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.